Tefillah for Life, Shir number 13, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Re'eh. We are talking about the Tefillah of Moedah Ani, the introduction to our Tefillah throughout the day. And we are understanding why we begin with Moedah Ani. Why do we begin with thanks? So there really is another very important insight that we have to understand that we see from Moedah Ani. When the Rambam discusses that a person is mechuyev to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, because the Pasuk says, Va'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam explains that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means tefillah. Now we have to understand that. Why is tefillah the greatest manifestation of Avodas Hashem? How did the Rambam know that when the Torah says you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was referring to tefillah? There are many other mitzvahs that we do that can also be translated as Avodas Hashem. Every mitzvah we do seemingly is Avodas Hashem. So why does the Rambam understand that tefillah is the ultimate Avodas Hashem? And if the Torah says, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means through tefillah. The understanding behind this is because serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means subservience. When a person makes himself subservient to Hashem, that is Avodah. Avodah is turning yourself into an Eved. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bowing your head, so to speak, in front of Hashem. So every mitzvah that we do is, on a certain level, some kind of subservience. But the ultimate subservience is when a person turns to Hashem and recognizes that everything he has comes from him, and he asks Hashem to give him his needs. That is true subservience. When he is demonstrating that he has nothing from himself, he only has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other mitzvahs are also a form of subservience. But the ultimate subservience is when a person recognizes that Hashem is the source of everything that he has, and he turns to Hashem in tefillah. So that's why tefillah is Avodas Hashem. And that's the reason why we begin tefillah with Moedah Ani Lefanecha, understanding that not just everything that we have, but our very essence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'echezarta bi nishmasi. Ribbono Shel Olam, you have my neshama. Without my neshama, I don't exist. You have my neshama at night, and you give it back to me. When I acknowledge that, I am being completely subservient to Hashem. And that is the beginning of a day of tefillah. When a person realizes that everything that he has, including his neshama, including his very existence, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason why we begin with Moedah Ani Lefanecha. To understand that what we are doing now is Avodas Hashem, is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is bowing our heads and not taking any credit for ourselves. Nothing that we have belongs to us. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we begin. If our neshama comes from Hashem, then everything comes from Hashem. Because without our neshama, we have nothing. So when we get up in the morning and we begin our tefillah for the day, let's think about that. We begin by making ourselves subservient to Hashem and acknowledging that we have absolutely nothing. Everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person internalizes this and feels this, his tefillah will come natural because he'll understand that he has nothing. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's.